Here's a thought about accumulating momentum. And it has to do with project photography as compared to single image photography. So once again, I'm going to draw a contrast and come down on the side of project photography, not because I feel like there's something wrong with single image photography, but it does dominate the way most people think about the craft of photography, the pursuit of photography. They want to accumulate a single image hanging above the fireplace and enjoy it. And there's nothing wrong with that. And we all do it, and I do it, and you do it. But it's different from doing project-oriented photography, where we're putting together a group of pictures for a portfolio or a publication or a PDF or some such thing. And because so much of photography is oriented toward the single image, there are realities about project-oriented photography that often go unobserved. And one of those is the momentum that accumulates with project-oriented photography that's almost entirely absent from single-image photography. With single-image photography, it often includes a dichotomy that makes an image successful or not. You come back from a day of photography and you look at all the images you captured and you're looking for the best one. That's the dichotomy I'm trying to point out. One of them gets thumbs up, all the rest of them get thumbs down, or at least postponed until the thumbs up winner gets knocked off its throne and some other image gets put in its place. You make a print, you mat it, you frame it, and if that one goes above the fireplace as wall decor, it probably displaces the one that was up there previously. There's a dichotomy involved. And that dichotomy makes an image successful or sort of not. In contrast, project-oriented photography builds a certain momentum over the months and years as candidates accumulate and the project evolves. So with project-oriented photography, my entire Lightroom catalog is nothing but candidates for the project. And every time I upload new images, I'm building that momentum towards a project, or actually towards ever so many projects. This appears most dramatically and most visibly in the collections that we put together that contain candidates that might make the final project. Probably not all of them will, but if tomorrow, or next week, or next month, or next year, you add images to your Lightroom catalog, some of which might pertain to a project, and you add those to the catalog, you can see how there's an accumulating momentum to project-oriented photography that's not the same as the kind of thing that happens with single images. I've said for years that if I could not capture any more images, I could still spend the rest of my life being a creative photographer, just working the hidden projects that are buried in my Lightroom catalog. Things that I photographed, probably having no idea why, but subjects or moments captured my eye, and so I captured the image, with the idea that someday I might use it, accumulating momentum. And, obviously, the more we work, the more we accumulate that momentum, and it enlivens and strengthens our relationship with our own creative self. At some point in time, you finish a project and you might think, well, I'm done. But not necessarily, because there's always version 2, or there's always a second edition, or there's always a revisited. So as the accumulating momentum continues, even after you've completed the project, you might find value there continuing to build. The accumulating momentum never stops as long as you keep working.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.